Our guests on the World Cafe today are the Kronos Quartet, the most adventurous classical string quartet in the world. Always looking for pieces to stretch their repertoire, they get many commissions from classical composers, but also have made an album of African compositions and even covered Jimi Hendrix. This time around, on You've Stolen My Heart, it's the music of prolific and adventurous Indian film composer R.D. Burman, whose work from the 60s to the 80s encompassed more than 600 films. Many of those films featured the voice of our other guest, the most recorded voice in the world, the great Indian playback singer Asha Bhosle, who was married to R.D. Burman until his death in 1994. I asked David Harrington, the leader of Kronos, about how the quartet chose the music of R.D. Burman.
You know, what attracts me to Burman's music is the incredible variety of musical colors. For me, he's as good of an orchestrator as you're going to find. He belongs in the same sentence for me as Stravinsky or Duke Ellington or Debussy. And as a melody writer, I would say he belongs in the same sentence as Schubert or George Gershwin or the Beatles. And as you said, you can't get away from these melodies. I mean, they stay in your mind and your heart for a long time.
So what was the challenge to, there's so many colors in this music. What was the challenge in making them part of Kronos' work? I mean, you've obviously, if you have any chance to hear any of these recordings, you've gone far beyond just the four instruments.
Well, after over 30 years of Kronos, I decided at a certain point, let's do something we've never done before, we've never thought we could do. Let's totally expand the group. You know, each of us has played a little bit of keyboards in the past and different percussion instruments and all kinds of things like that. And so we made our kind of other abilities as part of this recording. And we just had a great time kind of experimenting and discovering more about musical color from, inspired by the creativity of R.D. Burman.
So auto harps, farfisa organs, trumpets, accordions, synthesizers.
Trumpet violins.
Trumpet violins, yes.
Yes.
And as you will hear today, an incredibly well-recorded match are just some of the instruments. And that's just what the members of Kronos play. You're joined on these recordings by Zakir Hussain, who you've worked with in the past, and Wuman on Pipa, who you've also worked with on a number of recordings. Who is playing with you today?
Actually, we have, as our special guests today, Wuman on pipa and Bubai Sarkar on tablas and other instruments.
Excellent. So, and of course, Asha Bhosle is here also.
Yes.
Tell us about the first piece, Ekta Deshli Katijalo.
Well, Ekta Deshli Katijalo is one of my favorite songs, and it features such a great bass line. I just love the kind of reggae bass part. And when we were beginning our recording, Asha had come from India, and I could not understand. I could not figure out what the sound was I was hearing on the recording, and on the original recording, and she said, it was a match. And so I got these very large matches and did a number of takes to try to get the kind of sound we wanted. It's the words of this song, the English translation is light a match. The words that Asha sings have to do with she's just not satisfied with her lover. It's just not happening. Where's the spark gone? What's going on? She kind of finds a way of getting back at him.
Ekta deshle kathi chalo. Ah ha, ah ha, ah ha. Ek ta desh lai kathi jalo.
Dashlai Kati Jalo, the name of the piece, and you will find it. It's a different recording, but very similar to what we've just heard from the Kronos Quartet on their wonderful new album called You've Stolen My Heart. And we're getting a chance to hear some live versions of them today and talking with David Harrington from Kronos about this work. Now, for people who haven't heard the originals, how does the inspiration translate to what you have done? Would we recognize these arrangements from the originals?
I think you would recognize what we've done in the originals. And we thought of the original recordings kind of in the same way that we think of a musical score. What we wanted to do was find a way of bringing Kronos into a world that we hadn't been a part of before. And for me, Asha Bhosle is just one of my favorite artists in the whole world. And I think her voice is probably the most famous voice, statistically, you could say, probably the most famous voice in the world. And I think of her as the nearest equivalent we have in the United States is probably Elvis. And so, you know, the opportunity to introduce Elvis to our audience is something that will always be very special for me.
Statistics aside, just listening to Asha sing is just such a joy. So you're absolutely right about that. Now, Artie Berman scored, 300 films, and there must have been multiple songs in many of those films. How did you choose, and was Asha surprised by what you came up with?
Well, one of the things that I realized is that we had this opportunity to introduce our audience to a whole new composer, a whole new approach to music they probably hadn't had a chance to hear before. I tried to find the essential, at least to me, the essential elements of his music, and that would also give us the opportunity to kind of explore Asha's personality and her voice in as many ways as we could.
That's a good way to put it, definitely. All right, what should we do next?
I think we should hear Rishte Bhante Hain, which in English means relationships grow slowly. And this certainly is one of our very favorite songs.
बड़े धीरे से बने देते दे।
Rishte Bhante Hain, another one from Kronos Quartet's new You've Stolen My Heart, and we're hearing live performances today, getting a chance to talk about the music with David Harrington, and of course hear the incredible voice of Asha Bhosle, who sings eight of the pieces on the new Kronos Quartet project. There doesn't seem to be much in R.D. Burman's work. There doesn't seem to be he would try anything, it seems. I mean, certainly in terms of the style of music. Did he, as you listened to the music over the years that he composed, did he go with the flow of the times, or was it all what's appropriate for the film?
You know, it's interesting because I talked to Asha about R.D. Burman extensively because I just wanted to get a sense of him as a person. Mainly when Kronos plays new works, we have the opportunity to have the composer write in the same room with us to hear his or her voice, to get to know that person and know the personality. Well, in this case, we never got to meet Burman, but one of the things that Asha told me was that, you know, whenever they would travel together, the first thing Burman wanted to do in a new city was go to the record stores, and the second thing he wanted to do was go to the instrument stores, and the third thing he wanted to do was find out what music was being played in the club that night or concert hall. And so she said he lived and breathed music. He has this kind of ability almost like Mozart, where the music just sort of flows out of him in such a natural, beautiful way.
One of the other things I notice on a lot of these pieces is there'll be left turns in the middle of the piece. You know, start out
and
one
I
way.
Love those left turns. Yeah. Yeah.
Was that having to do with what was happening on the screen, or is that just the way he liked to compose?
I think that's the way he liked to compose, and it's almost like stream of conscious. So it's just incredible. In fact, I think that's one of the things that attracted me most to his work originally was the introductions to the songs, because, you know, I can listen to them 100 times and still not know where the music is going to go next. It always takes you somewhere unexpected. And that's a wonderful, surprising quality.
In listening to You've Stolen My Heart, one of the pieces that it's actually one that Asha doesn't sing on that jumped out at me was Mehbooba Mehbooba. And I went on to read that this was a huge hit. These pieces would appear in the films and then they would have a second life as recordings?
Well, yes. And, you know, what's happened is that there have been various versions of a number of these songs, and several of the songs on our album did not appear in films. In fact, Asha was very surprised to hear one of the songs, in fact, one of the most beautiful ones, I think. The English translation is Smoke Rises Across the River, and apparently this is from a recording that was that R.D. Burman did in his studio and never thought would be released, but I found it on a record somehow, and it's just incredibly, incredibly beautiful music. You know, like Mehbooba Mehbooba means beloved, oh beloved, and obviously it's incredibly passionate, and that's another thing I love about this music and the what I've seen of Indian films. I mean, it's just unabashedly passionate, and I value that so much in music and in life.
That's a performance of Mebuba Mebuba from our guest today, Kronos Quartet, and that's one of the pieces on the new album, You've Stolen My Heart. And Asha Bosley is with them for a series of concert recordings and, of course, on the album, and lucky enough for us, is here today to sing. Well, thank you so much for playing, and a big thanks to Asha Bosley for also joining us today.
Well, it's all of our pleasure.
And our thanks to David Harrington, Asha Bosley, the Kronos Quartet, for a wonderful, wonderful session today. That new album, You've Stolen My Heart, is on Nonesuch Records, and it's available at our World Cafe CD store on your web browser at worldcafecds.com.